Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
First Things First, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And today's explosion in data comes as no surprise as the business environment evolves at a breakneck pace. Businesses are adapting, or rather adopting, new technologies to stay ahead of the competition, drive productivity, and improve efficiencies.
Well, while many businesses are investing in technologies to revolutionize their insight generation, most still struggle with creating a data science and analytics culture to glean a value from the numbers or the data. Well, Alan Jacobson, the Chief Data and Analytics Officer at Alteryx, gives us insights on how to bridge the data literacy gap by first of all recognizing the value in data. Well, Alan, what were some of the findings of input from the State of Data Science and Analytics study that you did with IDC?
So the IDC report that we just put out has some really fascinating findings in it. So one is with the 50 million data workers around the world, 14 million of which in Asia Pacific, there's an incredible thirst for people to have better technology and better training to go on that data and analytic journey.
And what are some of the other major trends, though, Alan, driving the need to build a data analytics culture in organizations?
So one of the trends that came up in the survey, and we see it consistently, is the challenges, the difficulty, kind of the negative side on that journey. Data workers continue to struggle finding data, getting access to data, and then once they have the data, being able to actually perform analytics on the data. They typically are taking data from over six different input systems, so maybe some of the data came to you in an Excel file, some of the data is in your corporate ERP system, some of the data is in a PDF file. They have to take data from these six, seven different sources, do their analysis, whether that's geospatial or a time series analysis, forecasting, things of that nature. And then to make it even more challenging, they have to put it out in another seven different formats. So maybe they're sending an email out to their management team, they're creating a dashboard, they're pushing data back into maybe one of those corporate ERP systems. And so when you look at that challenge, taking data from a half a dozen systems on the way in, having to use these many tools in the middle, and then having to push it out to another half a dozen systems, it's an incredibly large problem. It's the problem that Alteryx was actually made to try to solve, which is to not have to use six and seven different tools in the middle, to just have one tool to be able to do all of that. But separate from Alteryx, I think it's a real challenge. It's one that I've seen over the last several decades working in this industry. The disparity of data, the size of data, it just keeps getting more and more complex for businesses as the data continues to grow.
So the apps and the platforms to use it or utilize and analyze data better haven't evolved as quickly as the amount of data there is.
Correct. Both the amount and the complexity of it. It's coming in all these different forms now.
How would you encourage organizations, Alan, to get started on building a data science and analytics culture?
So they seem to know the importance of data, but are held back by, I don't know, the lack of tools maybe.
Yeah, so I'll start with the one that maybe is less on the technology front. Companies in every boardroom, I hear the conversation, they want to digitally transform. So there's no doubt that companies recognize the importance of becoming more data literate and going on this journey. But it's hard, and I think it's hard when you think about the two words, digital transformation. The digital part, I actually think, is the easier part of this. Learning how to actually do the data science is not the hard part. I have an 11 and 13-year-old. They do data science. They use Alteryx. Not a problem. That's the easy part. The word transformation, though, change. Change is really hard for people. If you're used to being in a spreadsheet all day long for the last 20 years of your career, and then someone comes and says, hey, maybe there's a better way. You can do it a different way and maybe go home a little earlier. That's the hard part. It's hard for people. It's hard for departments. It's hard for companies. And so if you try to just focus on the technology without equally focusing on the culture and making it safe and helping people go and learn these new things, you're not going to succeed.
What do you think that is, though? Well, I would imagine speed would be a big sell.
Yeah, so
the fact that I can go home earlier is a big sell for me.
It's a big sell, but you still have to learn new things. If you're used to using a certain piece of technology, if you're used to an iPhone and I tell you, but an Android phone is technologically better, it's not necessarily easy to just change tomorrow, right? You're used to a certain thing if you're used to a PC versus a Mac. And so as new technology comes, it's much harder than just handing out the new technology. You have to help people go on that journey. You have to show them some of the use cases and some of the value and walk them through that. And so we spend a lot of time. It's one of the most exciting parts of the job for me, actually getting to do data science with our customers. And
Ellen, what are some of the other challenges in the current market to get up to speed with being able to analyze their own data?
Yeah, so access I mentioned is one. So, you know, do the data workers have easy access to the data? Can they actually find the data that they need? It is a huge problem. Once they have found the data, do they have the tools to make the transformation?
At this stage, do they know what data they need?
So that's a great question. So frequently, one of the problems is not being able to actually identify what problem you're really trying to solve. And so I'll give an example of analysis that we just did. We were asked to help do an analysis of who was going to win Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's kind of interesting, predicting the winner of a sporting event, and
right.
whether it's the rugby championship or Wimbledon or the Super Bowl. Many people try to do this. But I actually think what's probably more interesting than just trying to predict who's going to win or whether you can identify the characteristics that make a winner a winner. If you're a left-handed player or a right-handed player, who has the advantage? Mm. Taller or shorter? Mm-hmm. All these different attributes. Two-handed backhand? One-handed backhand. And why might these be important? Well, if I'm training a young athlete and I know the attributes that contribute to winning in that sport, might I be able to train them better and prepare them better? And so in that example, frequently, again, and I use that sport one because hopefully your listeners can kind of picture the difference between doing the analysis of who's going to win versus all of the reasons why are two very different analytics.
Right.
And so frequently with companies, asking the right question, what problem are you really trying to solve, is frequently one of the biggest problems to even enter into the journey of analytics.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, how does the use of data science and analytics combat worldwide issues?
That's a great question. So at Alteryx, we actually have a thing called Alteryx for Good. We mm-hmm. actually have our associates work 20 hours a year on any charity of their choice. And we see them do phenomenal things, sometimes with data science, sometimes out of the data science realm. And sometimes we're helping companies go on that journey. The American Red Cross is a great customer of Alteryx. And we've done incredible things relative to worldwide good. So whether there's a natural disaster and you're trying to figure out the logistics and supply chain of how to move goods to the disaster area, you're doing disaster assessment and trying to figure out what houses were damaged and those sorts of things, Alteryx is underneath a lot of those sorts of efforts.
If we go back to asking the correct questions again, Alan, like you were talking about, how do we end world poverty? See, that's a challenging thing. I mean, it is a social issue, obviously, top of mind for a lot of people. But how on earth might we go about, with data analytics, solve something of that magnitude, so to speak?
I'll use one that's top of mind in many areas of the world, which is the opioid epidemic. And we at Alteryx have done a fair amount of work on that. We just presented at South by Southwest conference, and we're just finishing up some analysis in Europe. And part of what we're trying to do is look at the patterns and try to look at things where policymakers can make a difference relative to the opioid epidemic. So whether it's looking at the density of prescriptions relative to population and finding practices that are prescribing at very different rates, and whether that's an education problem or a control problem, those sorts of things. These are areas where I think data science can make a huge impact on our society.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Tell us, what sets Alteryx apart from other platforms?
So one of the biggest ones is just ease of use. So I really believe part of what will make a big impact in society is enabling everyone to do data science.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be, if you rewound the clock maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, not everyone could really do high-end data science. You needed to know how to code. You needed to know more of a programmatic background, which might take many years to really become trained and proficient at. But what Alteryx has done is really democratized analytics so that everyone can do it. As I mentioned, my 11 and 13-year-olds now engage in analytics, and it's interesting.
As Bernard and I hang our heads in shame.
No, you can do it too. Before we go, maybe during the break, I'll get you trained in Alteryx. But what's fun to see, and it's really interesting to see what resonates with them, they wanted to instantly look at crime data and see if they could solve crime problems using analytics. My youngest one is very into giraffes and conservation, so he instantly was trying to download data on giraffes and do analysis on giraffe populations. And to look at the type of analysis that these kids can now do with drag and drop tools, I think that's a a huge differentiator between what Alteryx is providing to the marketplace and what many other analytic tools out there are doing.
From the mouth of babes, right, Alan? So what are Alteryx's future plans for the Asia-Pacific region in terms of growth and its roadmap?
So we see huge growth, and it really is happening around the world at a robust clip. Our year-on-year growth is about, I think this quarter we ended at 58% year-on-year growth. And it's fueled by this incredible tailwind of, as you mentioned, corporate America realizes the digital transformation. It's either they need to transform or they're going to suffer the demise of the half-life of the corporation. They're going to go out of business. And so fueled by that tailwind, we see incredible growth, not just in Asia-Pacific, but around the world.
Alan Jacobson, Chief Data and Analytics Officer at Alteryx. Thank you so much for joining us today, Alan.
Thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.